afternoon. This is Hashtag No Limits, and I am your host, Shelley Kino. Hashtag No Limits is about people whose society has placed limits upon, but who have busted through those limits. Ophelia says in Hamlet, we know who we are, but not who we will be. And I believe that to be 100% true, and that there is no better example of that than the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. For anyone who doesn't know, the caterpillar literally dissolves into its cells and then reforms into the butterfly. As if that's not difficult enough, it then has to struggle to get out of the cocoon in order for its wings to be strong enough to fly and take it to wherever it needs to go. I can't imagine that any of that is easy, but neither is busting through the limits that society places upon a person. I am so excited to share about this new idea that Sue is going to talk about today with me, and how I really think this is going to be a huge game changer for many adults with disabilities. So Sue, thank you so much for being here and welcome to Hashtag No Limits.
Thank you for inviting me. This is a pleasure.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've got a daughter who's just turned 44. She has Down syndrome, and she's my inspiration all the time. I've got another daughter, too, who helps me. We have a residential program called for family caregivers, and she's pretty much running that now. When Vanessa was graduated from high school and was eligible for a day program, there wasn't any in our town. So I decided to open a day program and got approved by the state and all that. And when we merged with Easter Seals, we were up to about 56 clients at that point. And wow. So I learned over those 7 years running the day program, I learned about best practices, and I wanted to do a really good program because Vanessa, she helped guide me with ideas, and we tried all sorts of different activities in the program, and we were proud of what we were doing. And it wasn't just what I had seen around a lot of other day programs, was a lot of not a lot of fun. And so I wanted it to be more engaging for everybody, and we worked hard at that. And then I moved on and opened the residential program, and then the pandemic hit, and Vanessa was shopping online by herself one day looking for art classes, and she was headed into all sorts of trouble. She was by herself online. So it made me think that maybe having something that was accessible for her would be the ticket. And then I was watching all the programs around locally, all the day programs that were putting on supplemental information, you know, online and Zoom and such. And that was hard for her to attend because she had a job and other activities planned. So it was hard to match the schedule of what was being offered. So then I thought, well, geez, it's going to be on demand. And then I started looking into apps, and it was really a challenge. It was going to be overwhelmingly expensive, and I kind of put the idea on the back burner. And then she just kept wanting more. You know, she wanted art classes. She wanted exercise classes. She wanted Taekwondo. She wanted all sorts of stuff. And we could find things on YouTube and such, but then we couldn't find them again, or we couldn't get back to them, or again, they were, you know, you had to go on their schedule. And then it was really hard. It was a big challenge to do it by ourselves. So then I was talking to my nephew who lives in Boston, and he said, I think I can help you. And since he's in his 30s, I thought, well, he's probably right. I didn't want to learn all this right now, you know?
Right. And, yeah.
Then my niece said, too, she'd be glad to help. So when I got those two on board, it made it so much easier. And they also learned how to run the video cameras and everything, and all the tech stuff that comes with storage and all that stuff that I didn't want to learn about. But we started making content, and it was so exciting. And Vanessa was so excited. Her friends were so excited because they were hosting some of the content. And then my nephew's name is Ben, and he had a friend in Boston who was a teacher, a music teacher, and he and Ben were in a professional band and traveled around Europe and stuff. So I said, well, how about if you guys do some content for me? So they did some sing-alongs and some performances, and we just kept thinking, well, the sky's the limit for content we could have. And people were enjoying it so much that I really got excited. And we've done about 70 videos so far. Wow. And we edit them, you know, as they come up, and some of them are in the queue waiting till we add them on later. But we've added on yoga instructor, and one lady was doing some kickbox dancing to music, and we're waiting for some more of her work. And we've got an art teacher. I had a friend who's an artist, and he's he does his own work, and he does murals and stuff for corporations and companies. And he got on board because I wanted an art teacher that could teach things in several levels, you know, an introductory kind of level, and then a little bit more sophisticated, and a little more sophisticated, just depending on who's watching and what kind of skills they had. What else do we have? We had a lady who does hair. She does braids and hair stuff. That was fun. So we've got a lot of content starting, and I'm really excited. We're getting some good reviews and for the people.
That's awesome. And stuff. Yeah. I mean, like I said, when I heard about this, and I was at one of my Master IEP coach events, and our mentor, Catherine Witcher, I guess, had met you, and you had done a podcast with her, and mm-hmm. she couldn't say enough about the program. Wow, and good. So, you know, once we all heard about it, we were very excited. Those of us that were in attendance, and I took Catherine, I'm like, I need to reach out to her because I, you know, and Catherine knows that I do this. And she's like, oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. This, you know, what they're doing totally fits into the same idea of what you have. So there's a couple of things that you mentioned that I just would like you to expand upon in case any of my listeners are not familiar with some of the terminology that you used. So one of the things that you said was day program, and then you said residential program. Could you tell the definitions of those two things and just describe, you know, kind of the differences and the similarities?
Okay. In Colorado, and I know the terminology is different in different states, people have an option of whether to, well, they come to kind of a fork in the road at adulthood where they either choose, it's called SLS or supported living services or residential services. And, but when you choose residential services, like family caregiving option or group homes or host homes, you can also during the day choose to go to a supported day program or have somebody one-on-one take you into the community, and that's called supported community connection, which is also what the day program's objective is, to get out into the community and do things. But some people who have those day program services don't necessarily choose to have residential services also. So it depends on what a family needs and wants, and services that are catered to that.
Okay. So I'm in Illinois. You're in Colorado. Why is it important to have these types of services for adults with disabilities?
Well, they usually school services last till an individual is about 21. I think that's common throughout the United States. And then there's nothing, you know, the services kind of fall off. So a person can look into vocational services, you know, and try to get assistance to find a job or be supported at a job, or they can choose to have day program services and join activities in the community with their peers or at services that include both their peers and typical people in the community. So it's good to reach out. It's good to socialize. It's good for people's well-being and mental health and the whole shebang, and exercise and everything they can get. And part of what we were thinking too is there's so many places in the United States where their individual might not have access to day program options. So that means they might even be more isolated and not have an opportunity to go to an exercise class or a yoga class or do fun things or be inspired by their peers just by knowing their peers. Like some, you know, we do crafts and those kind of things that either a person can do independently while they're watching, or they can have a caregiver or a family member help them. It depends on, again, their individual needs and abilities.
Right.
So yeah, it's a big need.
Yeah. And it's very sad what you just stated, that once the adult is done with school, there are so many places where there is literally nothing or very, very limited amount of options. In my area, it's fairly rural, and we are in that category where there aren't a lot of choices for our adults with disabilities to do too many things. You know, when I graduated high school, I had lots of opportunities. You know, any place that was offering a job or college or, you know, volunteering was open to me.
Right.
But someone with disabilities, that's not necessarily the case for various reasons.
Right.
And so having something like this online to at least give them something to look forward to, and it's safe. I've browsed a few of the videos myself, and a little bit later on, I'll bring up the website and we'll talk about it a little bit more. But the videos are short, most of them. I don't think there were any that I really saw that were even more than maybe 15 or 20 minutes, if they were even that long.
Right.
And then it was all good content. You know, there was nothing negative in it. There was nothing profane in them. There was, you know, I mean, it's just good, wholesome material.
Right, right.
But why is that important as well?
Well, I want parents to be able to relax and know that when their individual is accessing this, it is a safe place. They're doing activities that the parent or the caregiver would be happy to know they were busy doing. And they have the choice of what they want to watch or do. You know, some people might want to, you know, do yoga along with the instructor. Some people might want to do an art class. Some people might want to sing along. Some people might want to just watch other people doing things. So it's, what I like is the choice and the safety. It's not like when your individual might get online and watch something on YouTube, and then the next thing you know, they're looking at ads or they're being sucked down a rabbit hole into, you know, who knows.
Right.
Where.
Right.
So that's not going to happen. When you're on a streaming service and you choose it, it's an app that would be on a Roku or Amazon Prime or whatever. Once you're located in that place, that's where you stay until you get off. So that's very safe.
Yeah. And right now, I mean, I didn't look at every video and I didn't spend hours, but right now, do you have any commercials?
Oh, no. No commercials. No.
So, I mean, so that's a good thing too, because, you know, I do know some of the streaming services that we subscribe to, some of them have commercials, some of them don't.
Right.
And so is that something though, that as far as streams of revenue you might consider doing in the future, or haven't really thought about it?
I haven't really thought about it. As long as I could not have to go that route, I'd rather not. But
yeah,
I can't say what the future
right.
for show for us. But I like it the way it is right now. And that 20-minute kind of maximum for a program seems to be about right to match people's attention span and whatever. So I like it. You know, that's about right.
Yeah. Yeah. And currently, my episodes don't have any sponsors or advertisers or anything, but you know, it is something that maybe will happen in the future. I'm not totally opposed to it, but I'm kind of like you. It's like, no, I'd just rather you have the content that you're expecting when you get here. And not have to worry about commercials or being pushed to buy something or do a certain thing.
Right, right, right. That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. So, but your service is a paid service, correct? Or is it free?
Yeah. It's a paid service. It's a subscription, and it's $10 to just have unlimited viewing a month. And then we started with the focus to serve individuals in their where they live. And then there was so much interest in the group homes were asking us if they could get licensing kind of access. And also the day programs were interested in using our material to supplement their programs. You know, they have, sometimes they hire in people, an artist or this or that, and then that person isn't always showing up or things happen, and they wanted the consistency of knowing they could turn on the program and it would always be there whatever time or day they wanted to use it. So we expanded that so that it's $10 a month to come into the home. But if a company has, let's say, 100 people in a day program, then there'd be an extra charge, you know, per person to watch the program. But we still feel it's a bargain when you consider that if you had to have a yoga instructor and an art teacher and a music teacher and all those options to pay for every month,
right.
We're still trying to keep it lower than that would cost.
Right. So in other words, it doesn't sound like you're trying to become a multimillionaire off of the Delight Station site.
No, we're trying to serve the people wherever they are. And I always think, especially about like where you live in rural communities, I just want to reach as many people as we can. And I think the $10 price point, well, it's $10 a month or $100 a year. But I think that fact that it's unlimited and people can watch if they have a favorite show or want to watch something over and over, or they always want to do their workout routine to a certain person or whatever, that's always available to them anytime, day or night, on their iPad or their phone or however they want to watch.
Yeah, that's awesome. So Fran says hi from Southern Illinois. So hi, Fran. Thank you for joining us today. So you mentioned at the onset here of, you know, you have a friend who's doing this and a friend who, you know, is helping with the art and this person that you knew. Are you looking for other people to help, you know, maybe develop another section of the channel or even a channel part of it that you already have and maybe expand in those kinds of things? And if so, do you have anything set up where people can go and sort of apply or?
Yes and no. We have thought about it a lot. We've learned about video videography that it's way more complicated than we thought initially, and that the equipment matters and the quality of the equipment makes the quality better. And we've invested in mics and lights and all sorts of stuff. So we're kind of torn between, you know, if somebody locally wants us to film or has an idea or whatever, that's easy. It's something we can do. And we could probably even send people around the country if there was classes or ideas that they wanted us to film. And I'm looking into like rent a videographer. I think you can do that in lots of different cities across the United States. So if we talked to somebody and they had an idea and we saw some of their idea or their work, we could maybe hire a local videographer so that they could contribute to the program. We don't have a lot of money right now to be reimbursing people for their work. Unfortunately, there's an amount, you know, a baseline amount that we do, but as we get more subscriptions, then we'll have more money to put into more content so that we could just, you know, the sky's the limit, like I said before, that I think we could just do so many topics and have a variety of people in there, what their skill is and what their hobby is contributing to us so that peers can see their peers doing all sorts of stuff around the country, you know? So yes, we'd like to grow in that regard, but we're not exactly sure how we're going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think that the logistics of that would definitely be something to try to consider. So Kate says, I have a friend who had a son who had autism and his day program has been stopped since COVID. Have you, just with that statement alone, have you noticed that as well in your area?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's been, it's a big need.
Yeah. So then she goes on to say his special interest is in astronomy.
Well,
does the program offer space related materials? He seems to lock into this kind of knowledge.
Wow, that's great. No, we don't, not yet. But somebody at a day program in Missouri, no, it was Kansas, I think, said that several people at the day program had received guitars for Christmas presents. So she wondered if we were going to have guitar lessons. So we lined somebody up. They filmed actually last weekend. We're busy editing those lessons now, and they'll be up probably within a week. So we do listen to people's requests, and we will see what we can do about astronomy. I wonder what he'd like to learn. I mean, what does he like to hear about? How would we do that? I don't know. I'd have to be an expert and see what we can do to present a class.
So Kate, what I'm hearing is you might need to reach out to Sue, and I will put up the website address here in just a minute. And I'm going to put up the website so that you all can see it. And I actually have a subscription right now. I'm doing the free trial period. And so this is what you would see, just anyone going to it. And it is delightstation.us. And delight is D-E-L-I-G-H-T. And then station, S-T-A-T-I-O-N. And so when you first come to the website, you know, as she said, it's $10 a month for individuals. And then they have different topics, or not topics, different headlines up here, home, our story, agency pricing. So if you are an agency, which she mentioned, you can go to their agency pricing, the sign in and start your free trial. So I do just want to go to our story, just so that we can all see you and your daughter together here. And this was the, you know, kind of the bio, actually it wasn't kind of, it was the bio that I used to describe, you know, the episode today. So make sure that you check that out. And here you can see that the mission is to provide convenient daily support, enrichment, and entertainment to save the lives of people with intellectual and developmental differences and their families through a host of thoughtful and engaging digital programming, and to build and sustain a virtual community of ideators. I don't know how to say that word. That's a new word to me. Collaborators and learners. We value independence and ownership, joy and optimism, mutual respect, community, and opportunity. And so now I'm going to take you, it'll take me just a second to switch over to sharing what it looks like from the inside of being a member of the streaming site. And I got to make sure I'm sharing my audio, because I want to actually show a little bit here. All right. So here I'm going to go to the browse section and just, I want to make sure. So you can see it, right? Just wanted to make sure I was, had it switched over. So I'm going to go to the browse section. Oh, I was there. Okay. And so you can see that, like, it tells me I was watching these two videos, but I didn't finish them. So that's a nice feature, is that, oh, I don't have to go searching for hours. Like you said, sometimes you go to YouTube and you find a video and then you step away from it for a little bit and it closes or whatever. And you come back and you try to find it and you can't find it.
Right.
So this is really nice that, you know, it'll tell me, you know, these were the ones that you've already seen. And then you have all these different ones in the crafts. And I'm going to go to this one that I was already starting to watch, and, I think you should be able to hear the sound.
They don't have to be exact measurements. This is pretty, forgiving, the recipe. Perfect. That would have been a bit too much. Perfect. Good job.
Whoops.
Whoops. Yeah, wearing some just shows that you're crafting. All right. Good job, Amanda. So let's put that away. Next, we're going to put in some cream of tartar. This seems to keep it from going moldy and keeps it really nice and soft. We're going to use 2 tablespoons. There you go. Good job. I feel like you're assisting here. That's awesome. Then we're going to use 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons of salt. Something to be aware of while making this is that it does have salt in it. Salt is not healthy for pets. So if you drop something, you want to make sure that you pick it up and that your pet doesn't get a hold of. A tiny bit is okay, but too much is not good for your pet. Yes. 1 cup, which is why we need to look out for our pets. And 2 tablespoons. And you can go a little bit heavier on that if you want. So if it spills over a little bit, that's okay. If it doesn't, then that's okay. Oh, that's the perfect. Good job. You're having too much.
So I'm going to stop that one, and I'm going to go back and just share the other one that I had started watching. Because as we can see in that one, just like you were advertising, you know, that you have an adult with the disabilities participating in some of the teaching videos. And then in this one, this is one of the yoga ones. And this one does not have the adult with the disability in it.
Squeeze your hands into fists too. Now breathe out, relax your shoulders and your hands. Breathe in, squeeze shoulders, squeeze hands, breathe out. Let them both relax. Let's do it 3 more times together. Breathe in, squeeze and tighten. Breathe out, let go. Breathe in, like you're gathering it all in, squeeze and tighten, breathe out, let it all go. 1 more time, breathe in. Maybe you even squeeze your eyes shut. Breathe out, let it go. Open your eyes. Bring a soft gaze and just take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Take another breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and just notice how you feel. I hope you feel a little calmer after doing some tension and release with me. This is a great technique for any time you feel nervous, anxious, maybe even a little bit angry. You can take some time out, do a little tension and release, and then come back and see if you're feeling better.
So I'm going to go back to the browse section, and just if there's any specific one, Sue, that you would like me to share, that might be a favorite of yours or one that you know is watched frequently. But you can see there's all kinds of different craft ones. There's all of these healthy eating ones. Will you tell us about this couple right here? Because like this one, obviously they're a couple. So
yes, they are. They've been married for 14 years and they've been through what a lot of married couples have been through, you know, testing their skills on how to keep it together, and they're doing a great job.
I've watched a couple of theirs, and I enjoy watching them.
Well, they've been friends, and that's Vanessa in the middle with the orange shirt. Mm-hmm. She's my daughter. But the three of them have been friends since the beginning of high school. I think they were in Special Olympics together, and now they're all in their 40s, which I can hardly believe, but...
Yeah, no kidding.
It's fun.
This is awesome. Yeah, microwave eggs, peanut butter, and fruit toast. Mm-hmm. Any specific kind of fruit in that one? Or
I don't remember what they were making.
I can't see the fruit, so I can't tell. It looks like there might be bananas, but it looks like there's red.
Maybe it was on toast or something. Peanut butter and fruit on toast, yeah.
Yeah, but you have lots of different And I like that pretty much all of the recipes that I've seen are something healthy. Like you've got your protein balls, the protein dip, smoothies, stuffed mini bell peppers. I have a friend and he does a lot of cooking with his daughter. And there was a time when he was videoing her doing a lot of it. I don't know if he still is, but yeah, I mean, they were making lots of main course items. And so he was who I had in mind when I was asking if you had any, you know, sort of application process in place or, you know, how that exactly worked. I'm not going to play any of the song ones because I don't know the whole permission thing. I don't want it to get blocked by YouTube or something, which has happened to me in the past. So
We've got permission for all of them. We go through, it's called ASCAP, A-S-C-A-P. So we've paid for licensing to use all the various music.
And you have, but I haven't.
Okay.
So because it'll show up on mine, I'm afraid it would get blocked because that's actually happened to me before and I don't want to do that. But you can see that there are lots of really good songs in here. And so, you know, they can go in and listen to that. And then here's some of the art with JD, I think that you were talking about. So let's just, so this one is, these are a little bit longer. So these are, this one's almost 50 minutes. But I think that's probably necessary for the type of activity that he's doing.
Right, right. And he's just, we did some watercolor, some markers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Delight Station. My name is JD, and I'm an artist. And I hope you're ready to create with me today. For today's exercise, we are going to be creating snails. And on their shells, I'd like to play with different images and patterns, and we're going to color them. So for today's supplies, I'd like you to gather some paper, get your markers, and then I'd like you to have your art binder ready because when we're done, we're going to hole punch them and add it to our book, okay? So why don't you all get comfortable, get set up, and let's get to creating.
All right here, whatever I need to shine today.
All right, my fellow artists. I hope you're in a comfy spot. You've got your paper, you've got your markers, and we're going to make a snail. And when we create this snail, most of the shell is going to take up the paper, I think. And then on that shell, I would like to create more into that shell besides the typical, what you think of like a spiral or something. So we're gonna kind of have fun, and we're going to use the shell as like a backboard or a canvas in itself, okay? So I've got my paper. For this exercise, I think it might be better if we have it the long ways, horizontal. So this gives us more room to build this snail. So I've got all my markers here. And now, I always like to start with my black. So let's start with the shell. So it's like a circle, right? But then it's kind of got a little hood where the snail comes out of. So I want to leave room for the snail head over here. So maybe most of the page, this much, I'm going to draw a fairly large, not a full circle, like a half circle. And then I'm going to come over here and I'm going to draw a line, and this will be the hood where the snail is able to poke his head out of. And I'm going to make like a little shelf on it here. Okay, this looks like a turtle shell too. Now from here, I'm going to make my snail come out.
So I might start following just to do the art stuff because I am no good at art and I'm a substitute teacher. And oftentimes I'll get called on a Friday and that'll be art day. And then I'll, you know, have to do the art project and I'd basically draw stick figures. So I may have to watch all of the art videos just so that I can take all the different one-step directions that he's showing. So those are some of the, just a few of the videos that they have on there. And I wanted to pop back over and look at some of the comments. So Kate is saying she's going to refer this to her friend and that this could replace his day program. I think she's tagging her friend here. Okay. They have different types of classes. They can watch on their own, getting Noah into space. Yeah. And she's going to try to make a class. So she's just telling her friend all the great things that that this could possibly do for her child. So, like I said, is there any other video or anything else that you want me to show from the website?
We just recently added the one, I think it's near to the end. It's Lucas in his martial arts class.
Oh, okay.
He's a black belt.
So right here?
No, that's kickboxing.
Kickboxing. Oh, Lucas in his black belt. Here we go.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Welcome back to Delight Station. We're here at Kaizen International Black Belt Academy of Fort Collins, Colorado. My name is Sensei Erton, and I am here with my student, longtime friend, and training partner,
Lucas Cisneros.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, guys. And today we're just going to watch Lucas during one of his private lessons with Sensei Erton.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right here, whatever I need. Shine today.
All right, Mr. Cisneros, go ahead and find your intersection.
Sir.
Find your spot. Hands by your side, feet together, come to attention.
Sir.
And a bow. Arm circles for me. Let's get warmed up. Little circles forward. Go ahead and take those circles backward. Going the other way. Big as you can. Get the shoulders moving. And then reverse it other way. Big circles. Go down to push-up position. All right, we're going to go all the way down on our bellies. I'm going to have you do a couple up-downs with me. So we're going to work all the way from the bottom. All right, hands by your side. Get ready to push yourself up. When I say up, you say up. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Ready? Up. Say up.
Up.
That's it, and then hold it. Now, see if you can keep your back nice and straight. How long do you think you can hold this, Lucas? You got it?
Yes.
Say, I can do this.
I can do this.
Oh, that's it. Shaking. And down. Oh. And repeat after me in Japanese. Each. Ni.
Ni.
San.
San.
Chi.
Chi.
Go.
Go.
Roku.
Roku.
Sichi.
Hachi.
Ku.
Ku.
Chu. Asa. Over to the left leg. Say, left leg, sir.
Left leg, sir.
Good stretch. All right, stretch it out. And a bow. All right. Go ahead and face the mirror. Hands by your side. Feet together. Come to attention. All right. Say, Kenpo.
Kenpo.
Blocking set.
Blocking set.
Number one.
Number one.
Ready, sir?
Ready, sir.
Hands out in front. Horse stance, sir.
Horse stance, sir.
Starting with the right hand, say upward with me. Ready? Begin. Upward. Inward. Outward. Touch down. Elbow. Push down. Return. Other hand. Upward. Inward. Outward. Touch down. Elbow. Push down. Return. Good job. Again, ready? Say upward.
Upward.
Inward.
Inward.
Outward.
Outward.
Touch down. There we go. And push down. Push and back to your cheek.
Hey.
There it is. Good guarding stance, too. Side feet together. Come to attention.
Sir.
And a bow.
This one's pretty long.
Yeah, I was just going to stop it. That's really awesome. Is there anything else before I close out that your website?
No.
Okay. Like I said, you do have, I do want to go, I was asking you and then I just, so now I'm confused though, because, no, I was going to go to your blog, but I don't see that.
It's
on
the website. You're on the app now.
Oh,
and
okay.
The blog is on the webpage.
On the other page. Okay. So, yeah, I was just going to pop over there and. I know you all can't see it. I've switched back to just the two of us, but some of the titles that they have is New Perspective, New Reality, is Coloring an Okay Activity for Adults with IDD, I Feel Fabulous, How I Arrived at Delight Station, and Finding Delight at the End of the Tunnel. And who are the writers for the blog? You are? You do it all, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So where do you see, if money and technology was no limit for you, what is your dream for Delight Station? What do you hope that it will achieve?
Well, I hope it'll supplement people's lives, you know, who in the variety of ways that they'd like it to. Lifelong learning and enrichment are my two keywords. This is what we're going for. You know, people, like when you asked about at the end of high school and stuff, I think we all need lifelong learning. I mean, that's what life is about. We're continuously learning. So we want to offer that opportunity, and lifelong learning is enriching. So whether enrichment is having a good time or well-being or health or being inspired or whatever, the whole package, that's where, you know, each of those lanes, we call them swim lanes on the app. Those are all the different topics. And so far, I think we have 6 or 7 or 8 or 9. I don't know. But in a perfect world, I imagine more and more topics, you know, that we could introduce ourselves to, and more. I think I'd like to have more participation where we could. We've got a whole series planned called the WHO Crew, and the WHO stands for We Help Out. So we want to have quarterly kind of assignments for people around the country where they can participate in their own location, but together everyone will be making a significant difference. For example, one of the first ones we're going to do is a Save the Bees project, where everyone can plant their own little wildflowers, whether it's in a pot on your patio in the city or if it's in the backyard in the corner or whatever. If you attract some bees or butterflies, and then you do, you know, people are doing that in every single state, let's say, you know, 100 people in every state, that would be 5,000 people attracting butterflies and bees. So we'd be making a difference, just our group of the WHO Crew.
Right.
I'd love to do more and more and more projects like that, and people could be rewarded. We'll have some kind of reward system and participation and all that. But I can just see that, and I can see people submitting their hobbies and what they do. Like on the station now, we've got knitting in the circle looms, and people make hats and donate them and give them for presents and this and that. But I've also found other people that do other projects, and some of them make money, some of them earn money. The people who are working on our program who have a disability are earning money as hosts. So I can see people sharing ways that they have, you know, earned money or started a business, you know, whatever. I don't know. I could talk for a really long time about the ideas I have because it's limitless. And as people, you know, give us ideas and contribute their requests for topics and content, I think we'll just grow and grow and grow. I think too, we were talking about what people want out of the experience. I think we all watch TV and programming, and we like having our own station, you know, something to go to. I like watching decorating. My husband likes sports. You know, Vanessa likes old-fashioned TV shows. But I think this will be the go-to station for many people where they feel it's theirs, it's for them, it's catered towards them. They see their peers, and I think they'll think of it as their own and look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And what a great dream. And I hope that all of the things that you mentioned, as well as all the ones that you didn't mention, come true for you, because my heart is for young children, you know, still within in the school systems. That's where my knowledge is. That's where my experience is. But there's absolutely a need that you are filling with what you are doing. And I can think of a lot of now former students who are adults that absolutely would benefit from this channel. I'm just going to call it a channel. Yeah. Because there, all the things that you said, there's representation for them. There are, you know, lots of different activities, lots of different things. There's the music, there's, you know, and it's safe. I can remember some of my students, some of my nonverbal students that might have an iPad or some sort of electronic device, and they absolutely, man, they press the wrong button and all of a sudden they're somewhere that we didn't want them to be. And it's the same for the parent. Right. So having something that really is set and it's safe and it's wholesome and it's entertaining and it's engaging and it teaches things and it gives that sense of community. I mean, you just have everything that has been lacking for an entire population. And I kudos to you for having the idea and then being able to do something with the idea.
That's the wish, to get it out there. And it's not about, when you said, what's your wish, it's not about me at all. It's about reaching all the people that, whether I'm here or not, I hope it carries on and carries forward and meets people where they want to be. And they feel in charge. You know, they feel like they've got choices. They can pick which thing they want to do today. They're the boss of their channel. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've really only been, I mean, this has really only been out, if I'm understanding you, just a few years.
Oh, no, a couple months.
A couple months?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay, because you had mentioned that during COVID, and oh, yeah, I guess you did.
That's when I was inspired to look into it. But
okay.
We started, I think, end of August or September. It's been a few months, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, absolutely. Kate says your effort is what got the ball rolling. You saw a need and fulfilled it. And that's absolutely right. And I'm so honored that you have chosen to come on Hashtag No Limits. And I hope that, you know, through being on this show and any others that, you know, maybe I can think of to connect you with, or that, you know, Catherine can think to connect you with, that you that will continue to get the word out. So those of you who are watching, absolutely do exactly what Kate has done during the episode. Share this with your friends that you think would benefit from this or that would enjoy this. And just share it even on, you know, your Facebook or your LinkedIn or your Instagram, wherever, you know, and just talk about it and get it out there. Like, hey, I just heard about this awesome thing. This is something that you might want to check out, because it truly is amazing already. And as I mean, I can just imagine, you know, the possibilities. So absolutely be sure that you share it. And if there's anybody watching today that would like to have your own story shared with my audience, please reach out to me, because I'm always looking for guests, whether it's an owner of a company, a parent. And we didn't even really talk about Sue, which I could maybe, if you were willing, have you back on another episode, because with your daughter's age, she was born right around the time that the special education law came into play. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she had a lot of limits placed upon her in her lifetime. And yeah, we didn't even talk about that. So that could be another episode sometime if you're up for it. But that's what I'm trying to do with this show, is to broaden everyone's perspectives about what the possibilities are and what possibilities are still to come. As you said, you know, you have all these big dreams, and I don't have them specific like that, but my dream is very generic, that everyone focuses more on the abilities of people and that they open their hearts and their minds to the possibilities. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like doing this, I'm giving them perspectives and exposure that they might not have otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that's changing, as I like to do, change the world one person at a time. And hopefully that's happening. And I think that's definitely going to be, I think it's already happening with what you're doing. And so again, kudos to you. Thank you so much again for being with me today and for sharing about Delight Station. And again, audience, make sure that you are sharing this far and wide, and get Sue all the publicity that she needs so that she can get this up and running and get this out to as many people that are possible that can benefit from the whole Delight Station.
Thank you.
Any final thoughts?
Thanks very much for your opportunity to do this. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been my pleasure. Thanks, everybody. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Hey, parents and teachers, are you tired of IEP meetings that feel like a battle? Let's put an end to the tension and create a collaborative, calm, and respectful environment together. Shelly Kino, your go-to IEP consultant, can transform your meetings into positive and productive experiences. With Shelly Kino, your child is her top priority, your voice is heard, and you become confident. Shelley Keno is making the world better for all, one IEP at a time. Visit www.shelleykeno.com for more information and set up your free 20-minute consultation today. That's shelleykeno.com, S-H-E-L-L-E-Y-K-E-N-O-W.